Sister Thea Bowman was born Bertha Elizabeth Bowman in Mississippi on December 29, 1937. Now, Bertha's grandfather had been a slave before the Emancipation Proclamation, but her parents were both professionals, her father a doctor, while her mother a teacher. Now, Bertha was raised in a vibrantly spiritual Methodist home, and she became attracted to the life of love and service that the religious sisters in the town led. She was attracted to the Catholic Church by the example of how Catholics seem to love and care for one another, most especially the poor and needy. With her parents' permission, young Bertha converted to Catholicism when she was just 9. Bertha was then enrolled in a Catholic school, which deepened her appreciation for the Catholic faith and for the sisters who taught her. It was at the age of 15 that she told her parents and friends that she wanted to join the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration and traveled north to the unfamiliar town of La Crosse, Wisconsin, where she would be the only African-American member of her religious community. At her religious profession, she was given the name Sister Mary Thea in honor of the Blessed Mother and her father, Theon. Now, she trained to become a teacher. She taught all grade levels, eventually earning her doctorate and becoming a college professor of English and linguistics. Sister Thea, as she became known as, worked diligently not only at education, but on evangelization of Black American Catholics. The church in the South had been wounded by the history of segregation and slavery. The social structures of sin prevented the marginalized populations from feeling welcome in the church that they saw as a church of white people. She was eager to learn from other cultures, but also wanted to share the abundance of her African-American culture and spirituality. Now, after she had spent 16 years in education, the Bishop of Jackson, Mississippi, invited Bowman to become a consultant for intercultural awareness for his diocese. She then became more directly involved with ministry to her fellow African-Americans. She began to give inspirational talks to Black congregations and found a tremendous response by the people to whom she spoke. She brought her ministry of joy to far-ranging audiences from Nigeria and Kenya to Canada, from the Virgin Islands to Hawaii, New York and California. She called on Catholics to celebrate their differences and to retain their cultures, but to reflect that joy at being one in Christ, a joy which her audiences found her exhibiting to a remarkable degree, including those of other faiths. Indeed, Sister Thea became a highly acclaimed evangelizer, teacher, writer, and singer, sharing the joy of the gospel and her rich cultural heritage throughout the nation. In 1984, Sister Thea faced devastating challenges. Both her parents died, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Sister Thea vowed to live until I die and continued her rigorous schedule of speaking engagements, even when it became increasingly painful and difficult to travel, as the cancer had spread to her bones. She was not discouraged from witnessing and sharing her boundless love for God and the joy of the gospel of Christ. Donned in a customary African garb, Sister Thea would arrive in a wheelchair with no hair due to the chemotherapy treatments, but always with a joyful disposition and pleasant smile. She did not let the wheelchair or the deterioration of her body keep her from one unprecedented event, an opportunity to address the U.S. bishops in the annual June meeting held in 1989. Sister Thea urged the bishops to continue to evangelize the African-American community, to promote inclusivity and full participation of African-Americans within church leadership, and to understand the necessity and value of Catholic schools in the African-American community. And when she was through, she invited the bishops to move together, cross arms, and sing with her, "We Shall Overcome." She seemingly touched the hearts of the bishops, as evidenced by the thunderous applause and tears flowing from their eyes. Sister Thea died peacefully at 5 o'clock in the morning, March the 30th, 1990, in the home where she was brought up in Canton, Mississippi. Sister Thea said that she wanted inscribed on her tombstone the simple yet profound words, "She tried." "I want people to remember that I tried to love the Lord and that I tried to love them." She was buried beside her parents and an uncle at the Elmwood Cemetery in Memphis, Tennessee. Servant of God, Sister Thea Bowman, pray for us.